There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Answer the call of cash with DraftKings Connect the Victory Challenge, sponsored by Verizon. Play for free in this nine-part prediction pool series and take your shot at grabbing a share of $45,000 in total cash prizes. DraftKings.com/Verizon to join the action. Verizon, America's most reliable 5G network. DraftKings. .com for details. If the Nets, if the Heat lose tonight, we have four playoff games Thursday going against the NFL draft.
Oh,
mama.
Man.
And we're going to get three game sixes Saturday. Game sevens rather, Saturday. Could happen.
How about this? Okay, never mind. I was going to say something that would not make any sense. Management would be like, "Mitch, you're getting drug tests today after the show. What's wrong with you?" So the point spreads that we have tonight in the three games: Heat 7.5, totals 217.5. Grizzlies 6, 232.5. Suns 6.5, 215.5. But something tells me we're not going to get all three favorites tonight.
No way. It's been a great run for favorites here until the last couple of days. But number one, everyone slept on Miami. I mean, we were talking about this when they were the one seed, and they were still the fifth choice to win the East.
Yeah.
The future odds that were available on this team, and they are nasty. Good job defensively. Throw so many guys at you. Bam. They're just frustrating and making Trey look ridiculous. And Butler's an assassin. I know what happened in Game 3 with the shot selection, but Butler's been a man among boys here.
Paul,
he's been great.
Knowing what we know right now in the other series, the 4-5 series,
oh God,
don't you have to really love the Heat?
No,
if they advance
happens
past the Hawks?
Absolutely.
Regardless of the opponent?
You'd want them to face Philly, get a better number.
I believe that is correct,
Philly.
Yeah.
Yep.
With the Embiid injury, that changed everything.
Yep, and this is another series, as you mentioned earlier, with several others that should be over. I mean, it's 3-1 Miami in the loss. They're up 14 with 8 minutes left.
Right.
So no Lowry again, but Butler had 36 in the last game, averaging 30 for the series. Trae Young has had a 3 of 11 and a 1 of 12.
Oh, you can't depend on him
Oh, no, absolutely not. They're giving up 98 points per game in the series. That's Atlanta's 15th out of 16th in the playoff teams here for what they're doing or lack thereof offensively. Jimmy's averaging 37-5 in the series. And this is just a deadly team from three. How about Gabe Vincent? Boy, he's a nice player.
Well, they have...
You got to worry about Hero and Robinson, and I got to worry about Gabe Vincent knocking down looks.
Trust as well.
Right, there's another guy.
They have like four or five role players that are like, if they're open, I have full confidence that ball's going in.
What a job by Riley putting this together. Riley, the opposite of the Nets. You have Bam, you have... But it's like, okay, well, a superstar won't come here? Okay, no problem.
Fine, we'll make
this
it
is
work.
How you do it.
Yeah.
Yep, refreshing.
And Spoelstra, by the way.
Oh, excellent coach.
He's very good.
Excellent
he's one
coach.
Of the best in the entire league.
You can get 25-1 on the Hawks if you think they pull off the impossible here. But take them out, Miami. Finish it off. Get ready. Get some rest and move on to the second round. That's what they should do. And just a great job all series on Trey. And the other thing about, you know, who else is really going to hurt you? Gallinari, not bad. Bogdanovich. But Trey also refusing to pass the ball.
They don't have enough firepower.
Yeah.
They don't. So this is why I would be uncomfortable playing a money line parlay on the favorites tonight, which I don't really do typically anyway. But I think the Heat walk away and win that game, and that's going to be it for the series. But the other two games, I think the Wolves are absolutely live to win this game and to maybe win the series. Well, if they win the game, for sure, then to win the series. And in the other game, the Pelicans, same thing.
Too many points.
I would agree with
that. They have found something here down low, and you called it. Valanciunas tore them apart, 26-15, and... the Zach Lowe tweet, Nance and Valanciunas rebounded 61% of the Pelicans' misses. And what they did in that win to blow them out? Ingram, look at the run Ingram's been on. And this is important for props tonight. He's had 37-11, 34-7, and 34-5 in the last three games. Boy, he's a good player.
He's great.
And this is, we could see it, I know, because of the injury. But still, you still shouldn't lose this series. But it could be one of the biggest upsets in NBA history. You look at the records and what, and again, you saw 4,000, maybe higher on the Suns series price after game one.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. And they're life and death now to win this series. I don't know if they will.
Well, I would say this.
It's a tough matchup for them, and the Pelicans are hot.
I would say without Booker, it's not one of the biggest upsets, in my opinion.
Well, record-wise.
Record-wise, but yes. For sure.
Yeah.
And how the Pelicans started, no doubt. But also what
you can't lose this series.
What David Thorpe said yesterday, here's the problem. Here's why they might lose this series.
Uh-huh.
It's because of the agitators that they have, right?
Yes.
Okay. So
Alvarado.
The way Alvarado is up in CP3's grill the entire game, and Herb Jones defensively is just, what a season he put together. How many guys come into the league? And I get it, he's a 23-year-old rookie, but he was the best player in Alabama last year. How many guys come in as a rookie and have that kind of an impact perimeter-wise defensively? That's rare to have that happen. We saw Mobley this year down low, had a really big impact as a rookie defensively, but this guy in the perimeter has just been awesome. And, you know, I mean, with these games, you're probably going to be able to find better numbers in play. That's been the MO for the most part. But last night, I mean, not with the Raptors. Not enough. You had them 7.5 or 8 pregame. I bet that game. Had that in pocket yesterday, and that was the best number you were going to get the entire time. And maybe the Pelicans tonight, you know, are hot and... defensively, they're killing the Suns again, and the same thing goes with the Timberwolves. Timberwolves in this series, first quarter, first half, has been awesome.
This is it now.
One, three, and four, the Wolves were the better team.
Yeah, Ja has to play like a superstar, and Jackson has got to stay out of foul trouble.
Yeah.
It's enough already. Come on. Stupid fouls, it's every single game. Ja scored less than his average three in a row now.
Oh, look at his point prop tonight, 26.5.
11 points in game four, 11. And now we'll see. I mean, working the officials, we'll see if it pays off. Jenkins was right. Arrogant, unprofessional, no flow. The whole damn team was in foul trouble in the first quarter. Still lost the game by one. Bane carried him as well. But you got to trust your teammates. And again, they were so good without him, and he missed so many games. And now he comes back, and it just, you could credit to Minnesota too, but... you were a huge series favorite here, over like 360, 380 to win this series. And now you're life and death. I think too many points, but if Jackson got to stay out of foul trouble and Ja's got to play like a superstar. The other thing is, what cat am I going to get, speaking of foul trouble? He was angry. He was awesome in the last win.
Came out on a mission in game four.
Right. But that, I don't know what cat I'm going to get. But this is unfortunate for the league, and in this series, it comes down to how they officiate the game and who gets the calls.
And I believe that it's going to continue with that tonight. Unfortunately, because it should be a great series. It is tough to watch. I mean, again, the game the other night took 3 hours. That can't happen. Can't have an NBA take that long. In the first quarters, you know, taking 45 minutes. But also, to another point that, you know, the coach David Thorpe brought up yesterday, longtime NBA analyst, he said it's the way they play defensively. He's like, and they are calling fouls because the guys are hacking the other players. And the way they come down so hard like this when they're going after the ball, it's
there's,
like...
There's too much reaching, I get
way,
that.
Way too much,
you can't do this. It's like no. John Madden used to say. Can you imagine? You could call holding on every play in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You got to let this stuff go. I mean, you can't have 40... Again, teams in the bonus 4 or 5 minutes in every single quarter.
No, that's
you can't have
that's not a good product.
And that's also what Jenkins said. They're blowing the whistle before there's even contact.
They're anticipating the contact.
That's exactly
right. And the
right.
whistles are blowing.
That's but Memphis has got to have it here. I mean, you got to take them out. Come on. You got to play like the superstars and how good you guys were blowing everybody out down the stretch, even without Ja.
I mean,
The adjusted series prices, Memphis and Phoenix in the 280-290 range.
Yes.
And if you want to get nuts tomorrow, the Bulls are 50-1 to come back. The Nuggets are 35-1 to come back.
What do you think about that total? 225-226 range.
Which game?
The Golden State game. I don't think that's high enough.
No.
I think it's going to be a continuation.
Bulls are playing offensively.
Yep. And the Nuggets will score points, but they just don't play well
I played some props. I played the T-Wolves game under 17.5, largest lead. This did not work out for me yesterday. I couldn't believe it. Now you just
in the Jazz game.
And then the other game. Toronto took them out. Toronto got up 20 late. I couldn't believe it. They ran away from them. Philly couldn't score. And I like under 17.5 in the Suns game. As far as the player props, points, rebounds, and assists, Bam's 29.5. Butler's 40.5. Trey's 37.5. Points, Butler's 26.5. Trey Young, 25.5.
They've really adjusted, like, home road splits for Trae Young in the series. But it's every other game based on what he did in the previous matchup, too.
Edwards is 23.5.
I'll tell you.
Bane is 20.5.
That's the guy right there.
You like him over?
Well,
okay.
Here's the thing. If he's going to get wide open looks again tonight, 20.5 is going to happen.
Is Ja 26?
26. Look at that.
Oh, come
look
on.
At his
That's
points,
crazy.
Rebounds, and assists.
That is way too high.
What are we talking there? 44?
26.5. That's
right
crazy.
Around that number? Yeah. If Bane is one of the best shooters in the entire NBA and he was open hitting those bombs in game four, if they're going to leave him open again tonight, sign me up for 20.5 right now.
CP3's only 20.5. Does he rebound? He was terrible. He was awesome in game one and game three, but those guys also got under his skin.
Well,
I think he bounces back.
At home, CP3, fourth quarter, they've been the best team in the clutch all year long. I would look at him if he needs to, right in his close. I could see CP3 taking over again in the fourth quarter.
Ja to have a triple doubles 5-1.
5-1, huh?
You want a piece of that?
It happened the other night when he was awful from the floor. Uh-huh. What was he, 5 of 18 and it got there, I believe?
That was game three, I recall.
Game three, I think, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was still terrible in that game.
That's all your props. Cats 23.5. Bane's 3.5 made threes. Couldn't he get that? No problem. Bane's 3.5. Edwards is 3.5, too.
I might have to bet a little on Bane. Threes and over 20.5. He's the best player in the series for the team.
This is unfortunate, though.
Ja has to show up tonight.
Yeah, I know. But this is also how they're going to officiate the game. You'd think Jenkins working the officials and taking the fine will help. That was embarrassing what happened. Can't have that.
Agreed.
I mean, the four guys had two fouls in the first quarter for Memphis?
Yeah.
Come on.
Lee. Every single player was in foul trouble, like in the third quarter, in early fourth quarter. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Latest on the NFL draft, including updated odds on the number one overall pick, and what reporters are saying 60 hours before the draft. And we'll give you some openers here at Circa. Kenny Pickett, Malik Willis, not even close to what other books were posting. We'll run that down for you coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Follow the Money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Betting guides out. Get this sucker, only $10. Analysis for every team, odds and best bets for the first round. The mock drafts as well. Get it for just $10. The VSiN NFL Draft Betting Guide, VSiN.com/draft, VSiN.com/draft.
All right, so where we broadcast from, Circa Sports in downtown Las Vegas, they have a sports book in Colorado and in Iowa. And for those of you who were waiting for the props to be posted yesterday, they finally did. And they put up 32 different draft position props with players. And so some of the numbers that were different, first of all, they did open up Trayvon Walker and Hutchinson, each at 1.5. Walker opened up -210 to the under. Hutchinson got as high as -315 to the over before it came back down a little bit. They also opened up the two quarterbacks, Malik Willis, 15.5, -115 each way. He got to 13.5. And then Kenny Pickett opened up 18.5. The over was -130.
Oh. They bet Willis under?
They bet Willis and Pickett under.
Wow.
Pickett was even money to the under. They bet him down to, I think, 16.5.
Well, okay. You can scalp that, though, but that's, yeah.
Of course. That's what
yeah.
I'm sure.
Yes.
That's what I'm sure people were doing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Going, yeah. In fact, there's no doubt in my mind that's what people were doing, because when you can find Pickett over 10.5 and then under 18.5 at even money, that's going to be the play for sure.
Imagine Hutchinson goes third. Oh, my God. A lot of people are going to get paid, and that would be something. He got as high as $4 to go number one. And then what would you say during go ahead.
Yesterday at Stations Casinos out here in Las Vegas. Now, full marks to them. They put up the first overall pick in the draft months ago,
yep.
Right? But in the field, they did not have Trayvon Walker on the board. They had him part of the field. And when they opened up the bet, they had the field at 18-1. Well, yesterday when we're on the air, Hutchinson was -$5 to go number one. And the field was even money. And then they had like 10 or 12 other players listed. But that's the highest that I saw anywhere on Hutchinson. That was yesterday. He was -$5.
Sunday, 20-1 to go third. People jumped in on that. I think definitely that's in play.
Honest question.
Yep. I think Thibodeau can go second.
Let me put you on the hot
yep.
seat.
The hot seat.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what the hell's going to happen?
One through three, well, just one. I'm confident Walker goes one. Other than that. No, yeah.
No,
of course not.
Does anybody?
No one does. No way.
Nobody does.
You see Kuiper's track record, by the way?
Oh, God.
There's another one.
Look at his mocks.
That guy. Boy, we got in a ski mask with that guy. Now, I know you get it blows up your mock and your predictions if there's a trade or couple trades, but the guy gets like four right every year, if that.
You know what?
I mean, he should get three on accident.
So I used to track this years ago, and this is before, you know, 10,000 people do mocks now. I would look at as many as possible to see how many the people would get. And I like if mock drafters would get eight or nine right, it was like a sensational season. But it's tough. You said you tried to mock the first 15. You're like, oh, my God, I give up.
Yeah, it was hard. I'll bring it in. I'll do it Thursday on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think they could help your mock. I don't think they'll have trades. I don't think we'll see some trades.
See, that's the problem, that's right?
No one wants to move back.
Everybody, well, here, no, everybody wants to trade down.
Excuse me. No one wants to move up.
Nobody wants to trade up. That's what I mean. That's the problem. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So, what do you have tonight in the NHL?
Big card. Let's go. Yep. Only a couple days left in the regular season. The playoffs start tonight. That's Vegas and Dallas at William Hill. Vegas to make the playoffs, no minus $8. It should be $2,000. Everything has to go their way. After their ridiculous loss against San Jose, they allowed a goal with 1 second left and lost. They have to win out. Not only that, they all have to be in regulation. They need one of the three to happen.
That sounds pretty tough.
Right, and they close all three on the road. After this, it's at Chicago. I'm surprised at the price tonight. Dallas is only $1.15. They're at Chicago and at St. Louis, and the Blues are on fire, but it's a final game, so who knows how they'll treat it. Nashville would have to go 0-2-1, or the Kings would have to lose out. The Kings close with Seattle and Vancouver on the road. Kings have won four in a row.
Yeah.
They should be able to beat Seattle on the road. But they lost at home to them a couple weeks ago.
Seattle's been feisty.
Okay, and then Dallas would have to go 1-1-1 or 0-0-3 or worse for Vegas to get in. But first things first, if they lose tonight, it's all over. Even if they win in regulation, it's all over. It's not good enough. And they're not going to make it. So that's what's online for Vegas and a major disappointment. Other big games on the card. Hurricanes and Rangers. Hurricanes can wrap up the Metro with a win. Rangers $1.10, $1.15. They just played at the Garden 2 weeks ago and Carolina won. Carolina had the big one the other night and the Rangers lost in Boston. It's 112 points to 108 points with Carolina. The Islanders have absolutely quit since they were officially eliminated. They've lost 6 of 7. Some of the scores, 6-3, 4-2, 6-3, 5-3, 5-2. Washington playing well. Washington would need some of these games. Maneuvering, playoff positioning. They're $1.80. I love them to win in regulation.
By the way,
Islanders have been brutal here.
We've been getting emails over the past week or so saying they've been awesome fade material.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep, St. Louis is hot. They're on a 9-0-1 run. Colorado limping to the finish line. Nothing to play for. They've lost four in a row. They are $1.65 at home on the Blues. Good take back on the Blues, plus 150. The Ducks.
For nothing. The Blues are going to be dangerous in the playoffs?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yep. And Anaheim has lost 10 in a row. They're in San Jose tonight. Montreal has lost 9 in a row. And a couple other games on the card. The Chalk. Will the Chalk continue? There were a couple dogs on Sunday. But this epic run, the 25-1 run, the last two Saturdays, and then what happened Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as well. Incredible run with the favorites in the NHL. Tampa is 350 against Columbus. Toronto is 420 at home against Detroit. The Wild opened 525 against the Coyotes. Can you imagine if Dallas is in a... They need that game. That's who they end the season against, I believe.
So who loses tonight then? Who screws up that parlay?
I don't think it happens.
You think they all win?
Yeah. That's been going on for 2 weeks.
And you said that you really like the Capitals tonight to win in regulation?
Yeah, the Islanders, yeah. I think there's something there, too, with they finally have a pick. And they want to help the draft pick business, too.
Uh-huh.
So that could be... So, I mean, the Islanders have just completely given up since they were eliminated. What am I looking for? Oh, who the Stars close against. Imagine if it's Arizona. Is that their final game? That's the Ducks. Anyways, they play Arizona before that. I mean, if the Wild are 525, it's like Dallas loses tonight and they have to get that game tomorrow. Are they? That's going to might open $6.
Okay.
Right?
Let me give you this because you've said this on the show before. It's been a long time. But if that day eventually comes where the Great Eight, Alex Ovechkin passes Wayne Gretzky for most goals ever scored.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Right, you'll have to take a day off from the show.
Yeah.
Right?
Love the great one.
Sure, who doesn't?
Yeah.
But this is a very good tweet from at SN Stats. Goals per game in their first six NHL seasons. Ovechkin, 0.6336. Austin Matthews, 0.6345. He's averaging more goals per game in his first six seasons than Alex Ovechkin did in his first six.
Impressive. But a great one. Just forget about it. The records he had. He dominated. You think Jordan dominated?
No one
dominated a sport like Gretzky.
No, it was Gretzky.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, he was it probably wasn't even close.
Yeah.
With the numbers that he put up. But I still can't believe that Ovechkin can actually surpass him. The longevity of this guy's career. I lived in the Bay Area in 2011 through early 2013. So I went to a handful of Sharks games. At the time, I went to go see the Capitals play one night against the Sharks. And at the time, people were like, my God, Ovechkin, what a career he's already had. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah. And also all
the 50 goals again this year.
Well, and then he finally got the cup, all the playoff failures.
Right.
All those teams
one right after another
were one seeds and couldn't even get out of the first round. And then the Penguins would seemingly beat them every other year, too. So only a couple days left in the season. Huge card tonight and some pivotal games. And actually, the playoffs start tonight with that Vegas game. But that's, plus 550 is crazy. I mean, look at all the stuff that has to happen. I mean, that parlay actually is for the stars to align and the Knights to get in.
Paul,
that's a long shot.
I would also not be betting the Golden Knights to win any of these games just because they need the games. I mean, how many times have we said that so far
sure.
over this season?
Well,
there's
Dallas
no way.
Does, yeah.
There's no way I'm betting the Knights.
Must win doesn't mean must bet.
Oh, God, no. Absolutely
but
not.
Yeah, Stars need it, too. Stars can wrap it up with a win tonight.
How did they possibly blow the game the other night against the Sharks?
It's not that good.
No, I mean,
the
not.
Injuries and, the Leonard business, lack of communication there, what happened. It's been a strange season.
Mm-hmm.
And, they missed the playoffs. My God. I mean, there was the talk before the season was how high are they going to be to win the Pacific?
Sure.
I mean, it could be a $3 favorite. The division was so bad. It was supposed to be so bad.
Well, thanks to that idea and their power rating, it created great opportunities on other teams, including the Flames at, 18-1. Up next, who is going number one overall in the NFL draft? Maybe a better question. Which player would you bet a healthy amount on? John Shipley covers the Jacksonville Jaguars. He is going to join the show coming up next. We will ask him that specific question. How would you bet it as of right now? That's coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. Bet Rivers gives you more reasons to root for the home team. 20% profit boost on all MLB games. Log on today. Place your bets, money line, point spread, who will hit a home run. You'll earn a 20% profit boost on any baseball game. See site for details, betrivers.com, or download the app and place your bets today.
All right, Paulie, let's get into the number one overall pick in Thursday's NFL draft out here in Las Vegas. John Shipley joins the program, beat reporter for JaguarsReport.com. John, thanks for the time today. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing perfect. How are you guys doing?
Doing really well. Can you break this down for us? According to like almost every single report now, it's coming down to the owner, Shad Khan, versus the GM, Trent Baalke, and then maybe versus the head coach, Doug Peterson. And all three guys might want to go in a different direction. How does that exactly look to you and everybody else in the Jacksonville area? And who do you think wins out?
Yeah, I saw the report along with everybody else yesterday that it could be, kind of like a mini standoff, within Jacksonville for number one overall pick. I get the feeling that this isn't any, that it isn't anything more than the natural, debate that goes on within, any front office for any top pick. So I do expect them to reach a consensus, fairly smoothly. With that said, it really more and more points to Trevon Walker at number one overall. And, Trent Baalke is long been rumored to be, the Trevon Walker fan, of this draft class among the people picking at the top. You look back at his history, and he, he is a traits-based drafter, especially on the defensive line. Trevon Walker, with his frame, with his length, with his versatility, he's a lot like guys, Baalke's drafted in the past. Not just Adon Smith, but, there's some, Arik Armstead and some DeForest Buckner traits there. So I think when you just consider that and the fact that, you know, when their only really pre-draft availability last Friday, you know, Balky got asked directly, you know, how do you value trades versus production when it comes to, you know, Hutchinson and Walker? He said he thinks both players are productive in their own ways and, you know, talked about Walker's scheme. That to me says, you know, if you see two players, if you see them, you know, each as productive, I think it's only natural to think he would lean Walker after that, because the only real knock on Walker, you know, is his production. So I think it's looking more and more like Walker. I've said all process, I think it'll be Hutchinson. I think there's still a chance in Hutchinson, and it makes sense to me why, you know, if owner Shad Khan wanted Hutchinson, why that would be who he wanted. You know, he's the safe pick one for an owner of a team who hasn't really done the safe thing very often, especially in the first round. And he's, you know, probably a good business decision, because if you think about any of the marketable rookies and guys who are going to be seen as, you know, really faces of the league, you know, from this draft class, Hutchinson's probably near the top.
Would you put your paycheck on Walker going number one?
I'm getting closer and closer to it. I'm not completely on the, okay, I'm going to, you know, go ahead and lock in, you know, who I think the pick is, but I'm getting closer and closer to Walker, just because it really seems, you know, at this point, all the momentum for Hutchinson is really, you know, drying up, and it's pointing to Walker.
Where's Peterson's? Peterson wants offensive lineman. Does he have any say, or is he just getting overruled because he's the new guy?
I think Peterson definitely has say. I think, you know, when you look at, I know it was a story a few weeks ago that, you know, some AFC coach, you know, anonymously, a reporter that, you know, Peterson, it was a worst kept secret that he wanted an offensive player.
Right.
I think that makes sense because, you know, he's an offensive coach. I mean, he's inheriting one of the worst offenses from a year ago. I think we have before him that, you know, maybe prefer an offensive player. And I don't think if he has an offensive player one, that's that different from the opinion of a guy like Balky, who, you know, he probably has a guy like Ika Mekwanu, you know, probably in his top two, probably top three. So I think they share similar opinions on there. It's just, it's going to come down to really what the organization sees as, you know, the best pick to win games today, because, you know, for as much as he probably wants an offensive lineman, any offensive lineman they pick is probably playing left guard, you know, as a rookie. And I'm not sure the Jaguars would be willing to swallow that pride wise.
If it's Walker one, what happens? Who goes two and three in your opinion?
To me, Hutchinson would go two. And I'm getting closer and closer to thinking Derek Stingley. They've been a tough team to figure out. I know, you know, offensive line's been a popular one with Ekwonu and Neal, and, you know, Walker, when the Jaguars don't take him, he's commonly seen there. But I feel like they're going to, you know, make kind of the first surprise of the draft, go cornerback, and they get a guy who gets a ton of turnovers.
Why is that? I know that maybe the writing has been on the wall a little bit about hints that they've dropped. They need everything. Lovie Smith recently said we need better play at cornerback, but it's also because, like, how high they have Stingley on the board overall.
I think so, and I think just the fact that, you know, if you're taking an offensive lineman, you're taking a right tackle, you know, at number three. I'm not sure that's something that they're going to be willing to do. And I think there's even a chance, you know, they could see some of the tackles in this class, you know, as guards, you know, just based on the evaluation of, you know, the players in this class. Like, for example, I'm not sure either of the top two drafted tackles this year would have, you know, been among the top two tackles drafted last year. So I could easily see them, you know, having a guy like Stingley rated higher than Neal Ekwonu.
Okay. What is, at this point, what's the craziest thing that you've heard that either has zero chance of happening or something that you're like, you know what, I'm maybe buying that a little bit?
Yeah, no, it to me be, you know, Northern Iowa offensive tackle Trevor Penning in the top 10. It really seems like, you know, there's a legitimate chance that, ooh, you know, the team see a run on tackles and, you know, get kind of tackle crazy and go for a guy with so much of a high ceiling like Penning. But to me, it would just be absolutely wild to see him drafted in the top 10, just based on, you know, really all the evidence, all the film that, you know, teams have. Like, I know this is a weak class, but I don't think it's that weak of a class.
Mm-hmm. I saw you retweeting some stuff regarding Jermaine Johnson, possibly how the Jets are higher on him, like at number four, let's say, than Kayvon Thibodeau. His draft position now is around 10.5 at most books out here in Las Vegas and beyond. Are you buying that with Johnson maybe going that high?
No, I do think so. I think Johnson's the guy that the NFL, you know, is naturally really a lot of, you know, for his on and off field demeanor. You know, he was a really big leader for the FSU program. You know, a lot of production. And then, you know, he's kind of been a guy who's killed the draft process. You know, big showing at the Senior Bowl, you know, impressive combine for the drills he did. So I do think he's going to go high. And for me, I'm a guy who I think Kayvon Thibodeaux, you know, based on talent, deserves to go within these top two picks. But it's just hard for me to find a spot for him where, as a Johnson, you know, I could see a team like the Jets taking him even that early.
How many quarterbacks do you think we get in the first round?
I think two. I think Willis and Ritter.
And Ritter? You think Pickett drops out?
I do. I think Pickett goes second round.
Okay. Who are who are the Jags targeting in the second round?
I think guys who make sense are, you know, guys along the offensive line. I think Tyler Smith from Tulsa is somebody who would make a lot of sense. And then, you know, at linebacker, you know, Georgia linebacker Quay Walker and Alabama linebacker Christian Harris are two guys who could probably, you know, start for them right away, you know, on defense, you know, alongside their free agent addition. They have a really big, you know, glaring need at linebacker, you know, even despite spending money there this offseason. So I think it's only natural to assume that they'd be interested in one of those.
So, John, this is now back-to-back years that you've covered a draft with Jacksonville having the number one overall pick. Where are they drafting next year? How high do you think?
I'll go ahead and say number 9.
Okay, so some improvement.
Mm. Yeah, no, so some definitely some improvement, but not enough to, you know, really make you think, okay, this is completely turned around. But at the very least, not the worst team in the league.
Yeah, you fully buy in on Trevor Lawrence?
I honestly do think that, you know, he has all the talent and, you know, his struggles last year, and, you know, they certainly were struggles. I mean, you don't produce like that without struggles. I really do think that was based on, you know, the environment and not him. So I do think he's going to be a good quarterback at this level.
Are you blaming Urban Meyer? How dare you?
Yeah, right? And, you know, that's news to Urban Meyer that Trevor Lawrence had a bad season, too.
No kidding. You can follow him on Twitter, @_John_Shipley for Jaguar Report. Thank you, sir. Enjoy it on Thursday night.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Well done. There you go. All right, he's getting there. Almost 100%.
Rapid fire with him. Good. That was solid, yeah.
Ritter.
Yeah, two quarterbacks, that's it, and Ritter being one of them.
That'd be something.
I'd like that, based on bets.
And that would be something if it's Corral, Ritter, and Willis, and no Pickett in the first round.
I would not, yeah.
That'd really be something.
What if Pickett is the fourth quarterback taken?
Oh.
Which is basically something that you just said. What are the odds on that?
It was nonstop mocks a month ago. He's sixth.
Sixth.
Carolina was taking him. That's it. You're right.
Pickett to go third. Corral third was, quarterback.
Oh, that's a big price because Corral's 450.
Yeah, and fourth quarterback.
That's, oh, God. Yeah.
Okay, we got to look into that. I laid -185 with him yesterday over 10.5.
Had to do it. Yeah.
Again, this is the one
other
time of year where
I'm up 18.
I'm not afraid to have a bunch of bets where I'm laying $1.50, $2.
No, Chernoff's right. The information, if you think it's a winner.
Sure.
Yeah.
I told this story yesterday, a guy who we know.
Yep.
70,000 on Lawrence to go number one overall last year to win 2,000. I think it's free money. I'm gonna start the draft by winning $2,000. We will get into today's Major League Baseball card coming up next. Some pretty solid pitchers going, including a guy under the radar, off to a terrific start on the mound. Details on that coming up.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN Spring Specials here, $59. You get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. The next few months are going to be filled with great betting content, and you subscribers will have access to all of it. Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets. Andy McNeil will break down the action on the ice with the playoffs. Von Tobel with the NBA playoffs. If you want the full VSiN experience, you get the daily best bet emails, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, the live video stream whenever you want it. The cost is $59. That is through July 31st, vsin.com/spring. You know, I lost my mind yesterday. I'm with you and, you know, Shipley as well about let's just get to the first pick of the draft. I'm watching NFL Network nonstop yesterday, and you have all these reporters and all these people. Well, they need this, they need this, they need this. Well, tell me who they're looking at. Tell me who the pick's going to be. Give me something,
right?
Which I know the NFL's pushing back on that because you had that run where Schefter and everyone was telling you who the pick was going to be. Not only like before 30 minutes before the pick, but also days leading up to the draft.
I prefer this. I'm glad they got rid of that.
Yeah.
A couple years ago. I mean,
I'd like to have an inclination, at least narrow it down. What's the point of having reporters on? They're not going to give you names.
But there's a balance there, right? Like, because they also told reporters for a long time, you cannot tweet out the picks.
Yeah.
Because Twitter was blowing away the TV coverage for many years, and they would have the pick 30 minutes before. They would be like three picks ahead of the draft coverage on TV. Like, well, this is nonsense. I mean, you're kind of ruining everything right now for everybody. But also, I mean, the Reggie Bush draft. We knew by either Thursday night or Friday morning that year. That was when the draft, by the way, started on Saturday, not Thursday, that Mario Williams was going to go number one overall.
Mm-hmm.
They made that announcement. Like, okay, that's a done deal. So now who's going to be number two? You thought the Saints were going to go Bush, and they did. But like, if you go back, was it 2018? I believe that was the year with the Mayfield draft. On Thursday morning doing the show, like, I guess it's going to be Mayfield the way it looks now. All the steam and the reports coming out that he's going to go number one. Nobody had any idea until
30,
then.
30-20-1 to the favorite, whatever it was.
Yep.
And that's what Walker was open 30-1 at BetMGM to be the number one pick.
Okay.
Now $1.60, $1.70 higher. And the Caesars report, the David Purdom article, ESPN, chalk. 5:30 Pacific Sunday night, 38% of the bets in the NFL bets, 38% for 12 hours were either anti-Hutchinson or pro-Walker.
Uh-huh. Happened. Somebody's talking? Somebody knows something?
Yeah, someone important is
It's not 38% of the bets on Walker on a hunch.
Yeah, right. Come on.
No.
And considering where it's at, too.
Okay, Kenny Pickett to go third overall as a quarterback.
To interrupt, though, that's like going back to what happened with the Tampa Bay business here. Is that ever going to come out about who made those wagers?
Maybe. I don't know if the NFL is going to let that come out.
Okay.
But the NFL wanted to know. They immediately said, we need to know what happened here.
Okay.
Third quarterback selected, Kenny Pickett, plus 350.
All right.
I don't see fourth quarterback.
Well, that should be up.
Fourth? I'm sure it's up somewhere. I just don't see it right now where I'm looking at. Malik Willis, third quarterback, is 12-1. I don't think that happens. So I think he's going to be one of the first two quarterbacks to go.
Pick it. Could be Aaron Rodgers or worse here. He could be sitting there for a long time.
Sure.
Who knows? Maybe he's going to come back the next day. That'd be something.
Wasn't he minus 5,000 to go in the first round?
Was it that high?
I want to say that it was something astronomical to go in the top 32 picks.
Oh, God.
Let me look right now. Right now, Kenny Pickett is minus 3,000 to go first round. Can I get a no on that? I'd like to know. Give me 10-1 on the take back?
Yeah.
I'll take 10-1 on the no. Yeah, I'm thinking about deleting some of my apps for the next 2 days. I don't even want to look anymore.
Got that?
I was completely obsessed yesterday. I could not stop refreshing. And then that's the bad part about betting on apps. I want to be able to have, this goes back to our discussion with professional sports bettors, including our buddy Frank B., who lives in Colorado part-time. He's like, I want to have the website in front of me so I can just, and I don't get kicked out, and I can just bet all day long.
Uh-huh.
And then, I've been on the app for 15 minutes. I got to log back in now. All day long, just logging in and looking and scrolling, and now nothing's available, and now this is moving, and like, oh, God.
Yep. Some teams have fewer than 15 players with first-round grades in the draft. So you could see some surprises, and it also goes back to the unpredictability of some of this stuff as well.
Well, it ties into the Chiefs, right?
Sure,
what
absolutely.
They say, they had, I think, 16 or 18 players with a first-round grade this year, and they're picking way late in the first round. They said the odds on any of these players dropping to us where we're picking are slim and none. Probably not going to happen.
Yeah. I was making a case they should go back-to-back wide receivers. That'd be risky.
People have also said that about Green Bay at 22 and 28.
Well, that's okay.
I was also asked this yesterday. Would you bet Green Bay, their first pick that they have, the first player they select, wide receiver got as high as minus 175? I said, no chance I'd lay minus 175. With this organization?
Right, yeah.
I don't know. And maybe
they do
somebody,
the exact opposite.
Yeah, and maybe somebody slides at another position where they're like, well, I can't believe this guy's available at 22. I'll take him there, and then they can go maybe wide receiver at 28, or they punt on wide receiver in the first round altogether and say there's going to be guys we like in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they make the deal for Waller.
So you mentioned the run on wide receivers probably starts at 8, and you could be right.
Yeah.
Well, where does Williams fit into this? Because apparently there's no concerns about the injury.
I don't think he's going number 1 overall based on this team, though, that we've seen.
I think you'll see London out of the top 10. But you're going to see Wilson the first, and then it could be Williams. Could go Wilson-Williams.
Although I will say,
it should go Wilson-Williams.
2 years ago, but this was a Raiders thing more than anything else, that year was so good with wide receivers with Judy and Lamb and Ruggs. The Raiders took Ruggs number 1 overall. You liked it. Did you not bet that? I think you had Ruggs at a nice number to go as a first receiver that year. And the Raiders obliged, and they took him.
Yeah.
And I think that was a really good number that you got.
Yeah.
5-6-1, something like that.
I'm also with Matt. I like Watson under. What did he say? 36.5?
Oh, I think it was maybe higher than that.
38.5? Yeah. I think Watson stinks in the first round, too.
A lot of people have him pegged to Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. That's one mock I'm looking at, too. One mock has Linderbaum going 31st to Cincinnati. It was fun. I gave it a shot yesterday, and I tried to knock out 15 of them.
15?
But I had no quarterbacks, plenty of wide receivers. I put Stingley 9th. One mock here has him. No way. I don't think any way Minnesota gets him at 12.
Oh, I saw multiple mocks yesterday, him going 12th or 13th. I'm like, he's 12 or 13. Come on, what are we doing here?
No, you're definitely live to go 3 at Houston there. Can't wait to talk to John coming up.
I'm telling you this. I don't think I could do a mock draft because I know deep down inside I would put guys where I want them to go based on my bets. So I couldn't do it right now. It would be totally unfair. I would 1,000% have Stingley going number 3.
Can't they do that? I was talking to our New York Mike, who's been on the show before. And I think someone was doing the promotion. Can't they do like top 10 thing here?
What do you mean? Like in order?
Yeah. If you nail it, you get a $20,000 bonus or something. $5 to enter, or just, you know what I'm saying? Or
So
what's the difference between that and a parlay card?
You know, like years ago, we tried that at the radio station we worked at in town, and our former program director came up with the idea, and he said, we have to do this, run it, and we'll give away awesome prizes. And he took it to management and the guy who deals with like the FCC, and they're like, they couldn't grasp it. They're like, there's no way we can do this. And he explained it to him, like, to the letter of the law, like, this is legal. This is how it's going to work. I don't understand it. Can't make it work.
Can a sports book do that? Why not?
It seems like you should be able to.
So how many can you get right out of the top 10?
You could have tiebreakers.
Put it. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Fill out your card. See how many you can get right. If you go a perfect 10 for 10, you get $100,000.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They should do that.
If you can nail, who's going to nail 10? I know what you're saying, though. Yeah, make it an impossible thing.
Well, they do all these bracket contests.
Yeah.
No one's going to, we'll give you $1 billion. No kidding. No one's going
to. It's a good idea. But books should be able to do that. I think that'd be very popular. Who wouldn't take a shot?
Yeah.
By the way, I wanted to mention this briefly on Major League Baseball. Gilbert goes tonight for the Mariners.
He's been solid.
Takes on the Rays. They're on the road. It's like a pick 'em. So his first three games so far, 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 7 Ks. 5 innings, 4 hits, no runs, 4 Ks. 6 2/3, 6 hits, no runs. He is down to like 25 or 30 to 1 to win the American League Cy Young, for what it's worth. The guy has been awesome. But the Mariners now on the road against Tampa Bay, like I talked about, always a tricky spot to go and play, hence the pick 'em.
See the Dodgers?
But I know that 14
of the 16 games they've allowed 3 runs or fewer.
They're winning like every game on the run line.
That too. Right. And Buehler with the shutout. They let him go the distance.
Mm-hmm.
That's 17 of 20 against Arizona head to head going back the last 2 years. My God. And I'll tell you, the Red Sox cannot hit.
Oh, at all.
Again.
Boy, oh boy.
What's the deal? The exact opposite of what I thought would happen this year. Well, it's early, I know, but still.
Yeah. Well,
can't believe the Red Sox.
The dead baseballs.
Well, again,
yesterday, all those low-scoring games.
Yeah, the unders continue to come in. You got the miracle in St. Louis. There'd been another 6-1 for the unders.
Yep.
Nonstop.
So betting overs right now, you can't look at it, in my opinion, for the most part. You got to look unders first. But then, first fives.
You like the Brewers first five then? I mean, Keller's been horrendous.
Oh, no, I know.
You don't want to get involved in that Milwaukee bullpen.
No.
And then your Reds are going. How about the Reds?
Yeah.
Musgrove? Come on. He's going to shut them down.
Let's go over scenarios with the number 2 pick in the draft up next. Ben Raven covers the Lions. We'll talk to him coming up.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.